Soul to soul. Greetings of love once more from the island of Kauai. It seems that we are rapidly approaching that blessed moment when we can all meet in Orlando in April in the Divine Birth Seminar. And I am told by Gloria Bryan that it would be good for you to advise her when you plan to arrive, so that if you are staying at the inn, we would like your reservation by February 15th. That would help her make the room arrangements. Now, if you will not be at the inn for your accommodations, but will stay with a friend, it would still be wise for you to tell us that you are coming. And the reason for that is so that we can prepare the seating arrangement. There is also a possibility that if we have more students than we anticipate, that we would have to take a larger meeting room. We have a choice of two, and it's best to know in advance. So let us have your reservation, whether you are going to be at the inn or not. And then everything will be ready for you when you arrive. On earth, as in heaven. This is a phrase we hear so many times, and often we forget that our purpose on earth, the reason we appear here, is to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. And when that is your daily endeavor, you are walking in the will of the Father. To establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, you need divine help. Without it, you cannot fulfill your function, and you will walk in many directions apart from the power, the presence, and the wisdom of God. And so, in order to attain your major purpose, it is necessary to develop the instrument that enables you to receive the power and the intelligence of this higher self. You have other objectives, and they are to break down the duality that exists between you and God, between you and your fellow man. Slowly, daily, through diligence and perseverance and adherence to the inner master, you will give birth to the qualities of infinity. You will experience divine perfection. And you will overcome the finite universe, the finite personal sense of self. This is loving God supremely, and it is never accomplished by a human mind. No matter how brilliant that mind may be, the natural man receiveth not, and the Son of God receiveth. To receive the divine inflow, to perfect your instrument, to transcend the senses and the human mind, to break the power of the world or cosmic mind. This is the narrow path that follows only divine truth and takes instructions only from God. And so we are told, have ye that mind that was in Christ Jesus. And unless we are consciously trying to develop our capacity to live in the Christ mind, to flow in the rhythm of it, in the high wisdom of it, to let it go before us, we move blindly, which is another word for moving humanly. Now, when we are told to have the Christ mind and do not, it is tantamount to rejecting God. And then we hit these barriers, these frustrating areas where somehow we can't connect up to what we know we should be doing. Many devoted students who desperately yearn to live in the Christ mind end up as nothing more than good human beings. Not in the Christ mind, but in a human mind. Oftentimes so brilliant that it confuses its brilliance with the Christ. And then there is no receptivity. All thought is human. And it may seem to be a high state of thought, a state of thought that can design computers, let's say, or send out spaceships, or do all kinds of electronic wonders. But let's not confuse this with the Christ mind. Unless the mind is tuned to your soul, you are not going to be in that Christ mind. And you will not make the word flesh. The Christ mind is part and parcel of the nature of perfection. The human mind is part and parcel of the nature of error. And many dedicated students are walking in error. They are struggling in darkness, and they are unaware that the Christ mind is the one infinite mind of God, the I in the midst of you, which is mighty. Now, the way you'll know you're in the Christ mind is very important. Students write and say, how do I know that this is the will of God when I go forth to do one thing or another? How can I discriminate between my will and the Father's will? The problem there is that we have misunderstood what the Christ mind means. The Christ mind and the Christ body are inseparable. It is impossible for you to be in the Christ mind and in a human body. It is impossible for you to be in a human body and attain the Christ mind. And so if you had the brain of a Nobel scientist, but the body of a mule, you would be no better off than any individual on this earth. We have been trying to do the impossible. No one can have the Christ mind and remain in a human body. And if you are walking daily, living daily, thinking daily, acting daily, feeling daily in a human body, do not think for a moment that the Christ mind has been attained by you. Many people try to attain it. They fall short of the mark. They suffer limitations. They wonder why. And finally, they become withered branches. Their human bodies lose their productivity. They are not guided by the Christ mind because they are not in the Christ body. Now know that you are in the Christ body when you are in the Christ mind. And you are in the Christ mind when you are in the Christ body. Otherwise, you will know man after the flesh. You will be sowing to the material world, and you must experience the corruption of matter. There is no divine life in a human body. When you continue to live in a human body, you are rejecting God. You are rejecting divine grace, divine supply, divine love, divine peace. You are rejecting divine wisdom. You are rejecting eternal life. The facts are undeniable. Show me a perfect human body, even a perfect human body, whatever that is, and I will show you a future corpse. The Christ body and the Christ mind are one. Have ye that mind that was in Christ Jesus means have the Christ mind and have the Christ body, because they are indivisible. And if you want to walk in the kingdom of God, to try it in a human body is sheer suicide. And there we have the basic pitfall, that divine life flows only in the Christ body, never in a human body. And to transform, as we are instructed, to transform through the Christ mind into the Christ body is eternal life. There is no other salvation. Your transformation into the Christ body through the Christ mind is your transition into the kingdom of God. That is the meaning of rebirth. And that transition, taking place now, is part of our labor pain as we prepare for this blessed event. This is how we shall fulfill the divine will to be perfect as our Father. And this is how we shall express the kingdom of heaven on earth. In our temple, not made with hands, as sanctified vessels, we shall manifest the life, the wisdom, the love, the harmony of God. And the treasures of the kingdom will be expressed in our daily life. If you believe on me, we have heard it, and we have said, I believe on Jesus Christ. Not enough. The Christ mind and the Christ body are inseparable. If you believe on the Christ mind and the Christ body, if you are living in the Christ mind, in the Christ body you believe. Otherwise, it's an intellectual belief of the human mind. If you believe on me, the works that I do ye shall do. Only the Christ mind and Christ body can do the works. The hour is coming, and now is, in which all who walk, all who are in human bodies, all who walk in the graves, will hear his voice. And by hearing his voice, you must now realize it means those who are in human bodies will accept the Christ mind and the Christ body. And then they shall come forth unto the resurrection of life. I am the way. But I am the Christ mind and the Christ body. I am come. I am the Christ mind and the Christ body. And I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly by living in the Christ mind and the Christ body. I have come a light unto the world, that whoever believeth on me, whoever seeks, finds, accepts, lives in his Christ mind and his Christ body, shall not abide in darkness. For the Christ body is life, without end. And so we see that the supreme error, the tragic mistake that has trapped humanity, is that God is not the father of your human body. It's amazing how long we can remain in this spiritual work and still find people who think that God created their physical body. Well, it says in the Bible that God created everything. I know. But God did not create the body that dies. God did not create death, disease, disaster. When you look in the pool and you see your reflection, that reflection is not you. This body is not you. In the mirror of the world mind, this appears to be you. But God is not the father of your human body. What more can the father say but cease ye from man? Know no man after the flesh. Sow to the flesh, and ye reap corruption. They that walk in the flesh cannot please God. Does that sound like God created a body and then tells you to get out of it? No, that's the human mind decides that. And the human mind, of course, is nothing but the cosmic mind wearing a disguise called human mind. Again, says the Father through Paul, put on the garment of immortality. That's your Christ body, isn't it? Be ye perfect as your Father. Now, how can a human body be as perfect as God? And it doesn't say your human Father, it says as perfect as your Father in heaven. So, we have our mandate. We can never be under the illusion that if we live in a human body, we are pleasing God, or that we have the capacity to walk in the kingdom of God. The human body is not the child of God. And when you walk in a human body, when you live in a human body, you are rejecting the fatherhood of God. And this would startle many millions of churchgoers who are mumbling words in the dark and lighting candles and praying with all their hearts and making human sacrifices and human promises, but living in human bodies. And praying for God to save those human bodies and be good to them and to prosper them and to remove the veil of ill health from them and to protect them against the enemy. While rejecting God by living in a human body. And not only rejecting God, but cutting off our divine inheritance. And this is the universal malpractice indulged in by the human race. With good intentions, we speak the name of God on our lips, and we reject God by living in a temporary human body that contains no divine life and was not created by our Father. I hope you're not uncomfortable to know that right now, if you're sitting in a human body, you are separated from God. How many times we have prayed amiss by building a wedge of separation between the eternal self of God and our own human self, our own human body, our own human lifespan. Step out of your human body now. You're not in it, you know. The belief that you're in a body of flesh is an illusion. How can you be in something God didn't create? And how could something that God did create go through the tortures of the damned that human bodies go through? No, no, you are not in it. You never have been. And the belief that you are is the most incredible hypnosis that has ever confronted the human race. Moses led them out of their bodies in the wilderness. That's where the promised land was, into their Christ body. When the Israelites walked across the Red Sea, what do you think it was saying to you? It was saying they are walking in their Christ body into the living kingdom of God. And so with Noah, in his Christ body, he walked on the water just like Jesus, except he had an ark, but the symbology is identical. The Christ body took the Israelites across the Red Sea. The Christ body took Noah across the flood. The Christ body took Jesus across the water. Where is your Christ body? What is it? How do you live in it? Why doesn't the Bible tell us? This is my body, says Christ. And while he says it, he is dividing one loaf of bread. And he's handing the substance of that bread to all his disciples. He doesn't say, here, John, here's my body. To each one who is present, he says, this is my body. This substance, this one substance for all. If God personally had stood there, handing out to each member of the human race that loaf and said, here, you have the same perfect Christ body, it would have been no different than the Last Supper when Christ explained that there is one infinite Christ body and we all live in it. That's where you are now in your reality. And the change in consciousness from the mind which is in a human body to the Christ mind which is in the Christ body is your transition, your salvation, your eternal life. Never was the truth clearer, and never will we ever doubt that Bible promises come true, because they are already true, but only in your Christ body. Never when you cling to a human body which is not made of divine substance. You sow to the Spirit when you live in a Christ body. You do not sow to the Spirit with your intellect or with the words from your lips. Or by good intentions. You sow to the Spirit by exchanging your human concept of body for a spiritual body. For that body is the image and likeness of God. Spiritual illumination reveals that your Christ body is present where you are now. It is not seen by human eyes or touched by human hands, but where you stand is your Christ body. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground, and if you move 3 steps to the right, you're on holy ground, and if you take a ship to the other side of the world, you're on holy ground. And if you leave this earth and go to another planet, you're on holy ground. For everywhere is your infinite Christ body without separation. Yes, students say, how shall I see the kingdom? With what? And how will I know what it looks like if I can't see it? You can see it. But you're in the wrong body if you want to see the kingdom of God. There just aren't any human bodies that have the capacity to look into the kingdom. There are those who live in the kingdom now. The immortals live there. Dwellers on the inner plane. Yes, you can't see them. They can hardly see you. They are living in their Christ bodies. And to them, we appear as films that are thinner than air. We're so unreal to them that we do not even block their passage. They walk right through us. You may have experienced that. Because occasionally, and only when there's a special purpose, one of them will let you know that you are not alone. I'm not talking about astral bodies. The immortals, the indwellers of the one Christ body, were once in a human sensor body like you and me and him and her. They lived in the mortal dream. Now they have ascended beyond the false sense of a temporary life, beyond the false powers of a material world. And they are like that individual who stood in the fiery furnace. Fire cannot burn them. Sub-zero weather cannot freeze them. Gravitation does not confine them. They are actually higher aspects of your own being, your immortal self. And they are one in the Christ body, and they are unseparated from each other and from you. They are the one infinite life, which is eternal, complete, and self-existent. And they invite you to join them in your Christ body. The world is still unaware of what happened on the cross. In the human dream, it is still unknown that Christ Jesus, by voluntarily accepting his crucifixion, was leading us out of the human body, out of the temporary, mortal, mental sense of body, into that body which is eternal, immortal, indestructible, and showing us that it exists now. That body is where you are now, and in that body, your divine life is flowing without interruption from the throne of God. And you will experience that divine body when you are born of the Spirit through your daily, dedicated, sometimes painstaking effort to live consciously above the senses, above the human mind, in your soul, one with your Christ mind, which in turn creates your capacity to live consciously in your infinite Christ body. Literally, you are giving birth to infinity. I have meat ye know not of. Your divine, deathless body is that hidden manna, that hidden meat. And it is the predominant revelation of the crucifixion. The life that can never die. The life that survived crucifixion. The life that could not be killed on the cross was a demonstration to you that Christ was not in a human body, that Christ was not in that body on the cross. That life which survived was not on the cross. And that life was present, and that life is present, and the fact that Jesus could reappear in divine life, in divine form, means that the divine life, which was not in that body on the cross, and which is present, and which is infinite, because God is present and God is infinite, that life is your life, and that's the demonstration on the cross. That is incorporeal life. Nobody could see it, but it was present all the time. And Jesus walked out of corporeality and still was living because of that presence of incorporeal life. He was saying, here, this life that lives Even while a body seems to be crucified, this life is the life that you are. I'm demonstrating it to you. And if you want it, live in the body that I'm living in. My Christ body. And from time to time, I will show it to you in this Bible. That body is the body you must live in to experience your divine life, which survives anything. Now, that life, that divine life, not visible to human eyes, that incorporeal life, which survived crucifixion, is what is meant by ye are the light of the world. That life is your life. It is the light of you. That's your real life. And if you're living in the wrong life, the wrong body, the wrong mind, hear the voice of the Father proclaiming that you can be as perfect as the Father by walking across the Red Sea, by following Noah over the flood, by letting the Christ of God come walking to you on the waters of your consciousness. That you may be the living Son of God, showing forth the Christ body of God, the Christ life of God, the Christ wisdom of God. So, if you never accepted it enough to try to live it out, you can look at all of the so-called errors of your life and see that they had to occur because you were not living in the invisible Christ body. And even now, that automatic division from divine life is what is missing in the life of most of us who walk this earth. We've cut off our own pipeline. The invisible body of Christ is your body. And the name of Christ is your name. And Christ says, I am come. I am the way. And so the name of your invisible self, your invisible Christ body, your invisible Christ mind, your invisible Christ life is I. And I am not in your human body. I am not in your physicality. I am your eternal self. When Christ says, I have come to save the world, you're facing the very nature of your existence, the I of you, the self of you, is your Savior. I have come to save the world. I am the light. Yourself. I am the life. I am the truth. I am the resurrection. I am your incorporeal Christ body. I am your infinite Christ mind. I am your immortal life. That is the nature of your being. That is who you are. We are told to know thyself. Those simple little words meant all that we have said up to this very moment. The I that could not die on a cross is you. Your name is Life Before Abraham. And your name will always be Life, even unto the end of the world. I is your incorporeal self. And you will never find yourself inside a human body. Whoever has accepted the responsibility, the opportunity, the privilege, and the joy of making the kingdom of heaven visible on earth knows that I am the Christ life, the Christ body, the Christ mind, and none other. And I cannot live in two bodies at the same time. I cannot live in a human body and the Christ body. The very acceptance of a human body is a denial of the Christ body. Choose ye. Are you the Holy One of Israel? Are you the natural creature who they put in the ground? Shatter this mortal dream. Let I, your identity, come walking on the water. Let it approach and enter your being and emerge as yourself, just as Lazarus walked into a tomb and then out. I am come. I am the incorporeal reality. I am your eternal divine life. And it was I, demonstrating through Jesus that human corporeality is a dream, that human bodies are a universal dream, that every incarnation is another dream, that every life inside a human form is cosmic hypnosis. For I am, and I am come to give you life. And I and the Father are one. Your life outside form, your true infinite Christ body outside human form, is your oneness with the infinite Father. I, the Father, have given my infinite body and my infinite life and my infinite consciousness to I, the Son. This is the secret of your eternal identity as the living Son of God. Do not try to accept it in your brain. Accept it by living outside your human form. I do not dwell inside dream bodies of clay. Accept your infinite, divine, Christ, body of spirit. For I am now. I am here. I am there. I am yourself everywhere. Never finitize I. Never finitize your identity. Come, let us know the power of I everywhere. Let us dwell in the sanctuary of the Christ mind. The divine silence. Here we know that all individual bodies, all separated bodies, all bodies of flesh are a false concept that has no reality, no divine substance. We have been looking at mental concepts. There is one omnipresent I, unseparated, never divided, never apart, never fragmented into individual human bodies. I am always infinite. I am always you. Human birth does not change the unseparated I. I transcend all human appearances. Your self-identity as I is never inside form. And there are no separated mortals in your Christ mind. That is a universal sense error. And I would suggest that you take this later into your visible world and unify, redeem all that you see in separation, catch it as one invisible I, one invisible divine life substance. For I am one, and unless you wear this seamless garment in your consciousness, you are not in the Christ mind. By living outside human form, you accept infinite I. And you dissolve all human error without effort, by grace. You are accepting God as your Father. You are accepting oneness with God. In finite physical self, I am not I. The belief in any physical form anywhere is a denial of one infinite I without opposite. And it is precisely in the belief that there are separated mortals that we block our own receptivity and retard our progress. To accept Christ, you must drop your human identity and all that goes with it. Let's call this meditation, I cannot live in two bodies. I'm at a crossroad. I'm being faced with a truth that I must know to make my transition. I have another body, and when I live in it, I will not die. And so I refuse to live now in the wrong body. I will not take yesterday's body into today and today's body into tomorrow. Yesterday's body in the flesh was not I. I'm not going into another day in the wrong body. There is no future in a human body. I am ascending now. I am awakening now. I am coming alive. I'm starting to walk on the water. in my new consciousness, my new awareness. I'm dropping human identity for divine sonship. I'm accepting divine life right now, but it's outside human form. I'm letting the infinite divine mind guide me, lead the way, expand my consciousness, shatter the illusion of a temporary life and a temporary body, the illusion of a temporary human self. Oh, yes. In my humble way, I am bringing the presence of God to earth. Unseeing what is not, that I may see I, the self that I am. We are releasing the power of the kingdom to break the false appearances. Rest in the glory of I. Peace. Be still, it is I. I am walking across the waters of your consciousness. I bring you the glory of the Father's house. I bring you oneness. I bring you the love that never dies. I bring you the peace that is beyond the mortal mind. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The peace of I, Christ in the midst of you, accepted as mind and body and life. This peace is life eternal. Blessings of the Spirit, in the Spirit, as the Spirit. Be perfect as your Father, which art in heaven. Come unto I, and I will give thee rest. Even while you flip your tape recorder, cassette, or reel, or whatever you have, hold on to your identity. Carry it with you to the other side of this message. Now, that's not too far to carry it. And then I will take it from there.